Welcome back to On Texas Football. I'm CJ Vogel, joined today by Jerry Hamilton. Of course, busy week, the third week in a row, Jerry, where the Texas staff is hosting official visitors, 16 on campus right now, seven of which are already in the 2025 class. But when you start looking at the big picture wise, getting this final visit weekend is very important moving into the quiet period in July and into the beginning of the football season. A number of big time prospects on campus. Of course, you look at Jamie French, Kalik Lockett, Michael Fasusi. Manfred Ramos making some noise in terms of Texas as well over the weekend. But hey, where do we want to start? I think it's at the pass, the receivers right now, the pass catchers a little bit. Jamie French, Kalik Lockett, what's the latest that you're hearing on the two guys right now?
Yeah, I think, you know, Texas had confidence headed into the official visit with Jamie French, and I don't think anything's changed. I think Texas remains confident in the recruitment of Jamie French. Does that mean it's absolutely over? Look, we're in the NIL era, so we don't want to say that. But I think Texas has been confident since that April visit, that unofficial visit, which I think his mom was just as impressed with the University of Texas as Jamie was. So I think, look, I think that's a strong strong recruitment right now for the Texas Longhorns. Kalik Lockett, I think, is a little bit more of a wild card. He likes Texas, obviously. Coming off the visit to Alabama and FSU, and he's visited A&M, he's visited USC, he's visited LSU, right? LSU, USC, I don't think where that decision's coming from. I think A&M is in the mix. I think Alabama has some confidence after that midweek official visit before the Texas visit. So I think that one's, CJ's a little bit more of a wild card right now.
Yeah, absolutely. One thing that is working in the favor of the Longhorns here for both guys is the efforts of KJ Lacy, right? They got to sit together and kind of spend time April 6th. KJ mentioned to us whenever he arrived in Austin, those are the guys I'll be looking at, you know, trying to join my class. Of course, quarterbacks wanting to play with some big time wide receivers, it certainly helps. But, you know, I don't think it's by, you know, it's no accident that whenever they entered the position meetings, the original meetings, whenever they set up at the facility, is Kalik Lockett sitting right next to KJ Lacy. That's going to be a recurring theme throughout the weekend as well. But moving to the offensive line, because there's a big name on campus. Texas has three guys committed in the fold right now, but a five-star prospect right now that Texas is certainly hoping to get into the fold as well, Michael Fasusi. I mean, this is a one Texas is looking to steal from A&M, keep them away from Oklahoma. That would be a big recruiting win. What are we hearing there?
Yeah, I think he was rolling around in the car with Sark earlier, wasn't he? I think that made some waves on social media. But I think Texas has been confident in Fasusi's recruitment. It's just trying to, you know, get through this visit process, Missouri, then A&M, then Oklahoma, then Texas in that order. I think headed into June, there was a thought that it might be Texas versus Texas A&M at the end of the day. I think right now it's more like Texas versus Oklahoma. There you go. You know. And let's play that again. Let's play that again for everybody, CJ.
Yes, sir.
You know what time it is, baby. Hook 'em, baby.
There you know.
That's Steve Sarkisian and Michael Fasusi, five-star offensive tackle out of Louisville. Coming off the OU visit, obviously OU had all the bells, all the whistles possible for that official visit up in Norman for Fasusi. But I think Texas has remained a level of confidence in this recruitment for a while. I think one of the things with Fasusi, if Texas were to win this, is one, you know, everybody wants to come in and think they have a chance to compete right away. Whether you do or not, you want to think you do. Right. So I think Kelvin Banks going pro, that opens your eyes after this. You're expected to be a first round pick. I think the other thing is, you know, everything that Austin has, you know, the University of Texas has, city of Austin, the lively city it is. I think that appeals to Michael Fasusi, and that will be talked about if he chooses Texas.
Yeah, the big thing for Texas there, obviously, Oklahoma has been making a push there. They're pushing the development under Bill Biedenbaugh, while Texas can now counter right now with what is projected to be a first-round tackle in Kelvin Banks last year, and obviously what we saw with Christian Jones this past season as well. Hey, a couple more guys. I want to stick on the offensive side of the ball before we flip over, because I know defensive back is a hot topic right now. But before we get over there, Nick Townsend.
Yeah.
Really interesting guy there. Texas, again, looking to take a second tight end in this class. Again, we've watched his film over and over this weekend, Jerry. Texas, are they the team to beat right now for Nick Townsend, or is it a little too early to kind of put that out there until the conclusion of his official visit?
Yeah, I think we have to see what happens. I think there's Jeff Banks. Those guys have put forth a good plan. They've done a really good job in the recruitment of Nick Townsend. I think he's one of the best prospects in the state and in the country, period. But tight ends aren't going to be talked about like the skill guys and the premium position guys. But I think Alabama's done a really good job in that recruitment. They got him on campus in the spring back for an official visit. So he went to Alabama twice in between his last Texas unofficial and this official visit. So Alabama's made a run there. A&M last week told Nick Townsend that, look, if you team up with Keyote Armstrong, we'll have the best tight end room in America. That's what A&M's trying to sell. So I think Texas is very much in the game there with Alabama and maybe Texas A&M with Nick Townsend. He also visited USC, but I'm not sure that ends up being the pick, but we'll see what happens. But I think Texas, the proximity, if Texas beats out Alabama, if they do, and A&M, I think proximity combined with the tight end, the Texas offense. I mean, it's appealing to Nick Townsend as a tight end prospect, what he saw from JT Sanders at Texas. I mean, that's appealing for a tight end.
Absolutely. The usage at the tight end spot has to be appealing, of course. And we'll continue to see that this year with Amari Nyeblack in the fold as well. Moving to the defensive side of the ball, and we'll go straight to the secondary because that was the topic earlier this week when three official visitors made it to campus for midweek. Well, three guys on campus right now, that's Cade Phillips, Aiden Anding, Devin Williams out of Buford, Georgia, currently committed to Auburn. I'll start with Cade Phillips because I've heard that things are moving very well. You know, so a lot of positives on the front of Cade Phillips on his time, here in Austin for his official visit. Texas also rolled out the red carpet earlier this cycle for Aiden Ann when he made his first trip down to Austin. That's the same sentiment I've been hearing for the two of them as well. So very positive in the front of defensive backs. And of course, Jerry, it feels like it's always been kind of a wait and see in this cycle. Well, the six guys on campus over the last, 5 days, 4 days, you can expect to see some movement coming soon with that defensive back class at the moment.
Yeah, I think so. And look, the biggest thing with Cade Phillips, it's going to be LSU or Texas, barring the unforeseen, is LSU has Corey Raymond recruiting him at corner only. Texas has Terry Joseph involved, but Blake Gideon's also, that's the area recruiter and is involved in that recruitment as well. And they're talking to him about both. So if for some reason Texas weren't to end up winning out for Cade Phillips, it'd probably be that I just want to go play corner at LSU, or if he feels like his shot would be better at corner at LSU versus Texas. But with that being said, I think Texas was the offer he's always been waiting on. I know there are two people in the family the offer they were waiting on, and I think they'd prefer him in Austin if all things are equal. And I'm the same as you, CJ. I've heard the visit's going extremely well. But I do think that conversation with Steve Sarkisian, whether that's tonight or whether that's in the morning before he leaves campus, is going to be the key one. With what Sark tells him, do you get a legitimate shot at corner? And if it doesn't work out, you move to safety. I think if that conversation goes well, I think Texas will be tough to beat here. And Aiden Anding, Texas or Miami, unless Arkansas pulls an upset. He also visited TCU. But Miami's done a really good job in that recruitment. They've got him on campus multiple times, as has Texas now. But him bringing the entire family on this trip, I thought was very interesting. And I think Aiden Anding is a guy, look, he's done with the visit process. He's done with the recruiting process after this weekend. We'll see how long it takes him to make a decision.
And, of course, moving down a little bit, linebacker is an interesting one because you have, of course, Texas commit Elijah Barnes, one of the more vocal guys in this class. We've talked to him several times here on Texas Football. He's talked about it. Hey, I want to be one of those guys that helps attract other prospects. Well, right now, the only other uncommitted linebacker on campus is Manferemo out of California. Another guy where we're seeing the Longhorns be very selective with who they go out and recruit at the linebacker spot. But those California ties are coming into play here immediately, basically. So Johnny Nansen, of course, this is one of his guys going out of state to attract Manferemo. Again, it sounds like there might be some movement later on. We'll see, of course, following this official visit. But the Longhorns making a strong impression nonetheless.
Yeah, and by the way, we've heard in the last 3 hours that Feremo checked in on this visit at almost 230 pounds, which if that's true, that's impressive, okay? That means you're 6'2", 230 pounds, similar, same size as Elijah Barnes, essentially. Maybe a little different build right now. But look, Johnny Nansen's been attached at the hip of Foramo and family since he got on campus in Austin. And I'll tell you what, Elijah Barnes, the Barnes family, they've all been putting the full court press on him as well this weekend. So I think Notre Dame obviously has been the team to beat. And there was, you know, obviously some chatter that, hey, did he give Notre Dame a silent commitment earlier in June? What happened? But I know this, Texas is going to be Notre Dame's competition. Where this one ends up, we shall see. But Texas at least given them an opportunity to be in the fight here and make Notre Dame have to fight if Texas doesn't pull the upset. Because I do think this would be an upset win. No, he's been on campus more at Notre Dame. Now, we think he's been on campus at Texas before. Yeah. I will say this. I think he's been on campus at Texas before. I don't think this is the first time he's been on campus, which is interesting, right? But I think Johnny Nansen has such long-standing ties in that Southern California area. I think there's a pre-existing relationship somewhere in this recruitment that we may come to find out about if Madden Framer were to end up picking the Texas over Notre Dame.
Yeah, that was an interesting nugget that you just dropped there about him potentially having visited earlier this cycle. Of course, that would have gone under the radar of just about everybody, if so. So, of course, if that's the case, it only helps the Longhorns in the pursuit of the talented four-star linebacker out of from the West Coast. But, Jerry, up front, and we expected this to be a little bit bigger of a weekend for Kenny Baker. Obviously, Zion Williams canceled his official visit. So that leaves just DJ Sanders out of Belleville on campus at the moment. Again, we've seen Texas go out of state when it comes to defensive tackle recruiting so far this cycle. When you're looking at the in-state crop right now, is it really just DJ Sanders that Texas will be fighting for moving forward?
I mean, it is right now that Texas didn't bring in Chase Sims for an official visit, didn't really make a move with Dylan Battle. He's at Cal this weekend, by the way. It's interesting that, DJ Sanders with Zion Williams canceling. DJ Sanders, the question is, who's going to make the biggest push for him, Texas or Texas A&M? I think it's Texas is making the bigger push for DJ Sanders. He also visited Michigan, and it could come down more to Texas versus Michigan. That's not out of the question. So I think it's one that this is a recruitment. If A&M doesn't make as hard a push as Texas, which that's what it appears like right now, this is a recruitment Texas should win. If they don't, then that's a rough loss.
Absolutely. Now, I want to pivot a little bit, Jerry, to official visitors and their hosts. You know, who are the guys showing them around campus right now? We'll focus mostly on the uncommitted guys. Obviously, we know, you know, some of the guys in the class at the moment, they're locked in. They've been around. They're familiar. One nugget I will drop, it's Arch Manning, who's hosting KJ Lacy. So he's getting involved in the official visit weekend, and it's good, obviously, to showcase Arch Manning around to a couple of wide receivers.
I mean, does that mean you have to sign autographs next to Arch if you're out and about?
That'd be a short line if that's the case for you. But we'll start at wide receiver. It's been a busy month for Ryan Wingo. Again, he's got Khalid Lockett this weekend. Just real quick, I want to get your thoughts on that pairing because it does feel like they've been, you know, kind of showcasing Ryan Wingo a little bit this month in terms of hosting official visitors.
Yeah, I think that's interesting because he hosted DeCorian Moore last weekend and he hosts Khalid Lockett this weekend. We assume Jamie French is being hosted by maybe a Floridian, but we'll wait to see for sure on that. If it was a Floridian or Jonte Cook. But I think with Khalid Lockett, I think that's interesting because, you know, Ryan Wingo, that outside receiver, right? Outside receiver, Khalid Lockett. Maybe there's some on the Texas side, I think they not maybe working from behind just a little bit in that recruitment and need Khalid Lockett to hear from Ryan Wingo how great of an experience he's having at Texas and why it was a good decision for him to come to Texas when a lot of people maybe didn't think he was for a while. So I think that's an interesting pairing. And obviously these guys are around the number of the wide receivers, but I do think that's an interesting pairing.
Yeah. And then Nick Townsend hosted by Jordan Washington, Michael Pasusi, yeah. Trevor Goosby. I'll go down the list real quick. Elijah Barnes, David Benda, Madden Foramo, Leonga LaFalle. So they got that West Coast poly ties there a little bit. Aiden Anning, Wardell Mack, two guys from the boot, play defensive back at the moment. And then Derek Williams, hosting Cade Phillips right now. So a pretty solid bunch right there. The Coleman brothers sound like they're getting the whole treatment from the offensive line as well.
They got one to add that just came in. Alex January and Aaron Bryan are hosting DJ Sanders. So there you go. very fresh. Texas is using a bunch of the younger kids, which is interesting to me. You know, back in a few years ago, you used the older players, right? Yep. So there, Texas is using these younger players in like the last class a lot of times, or a Cedric Baxter on kids in Florida, right? I think that's the interesting thing. But when you think about that, the list you just went down, let's go through that. Wardell Mack and Aiden Anding, that's a freshman from John Arrett in the New Orleans area hosting a defensive back from Ruston, Louisiana. Obviously, that's pretty interesting. What did Wardell Mack do? He decided that Florida wasn't the place for him, and I'm going to flip to Texas. Who's Aiden Anding considering? Texas and Miami. Interesting there. Derek Williams and Cade Phillips is interesting. Cade Phillips is going to go to Texas or LSU. Derek Williams left New Iberia, left the home state, picked Texas over LSU, Alabama, and some others. I'm sure he's telling Cade Phillips exactly why he did that this weekend. Then you go to Trevor Goosby and Michael Fasusi. Trevor Goosby, a little bit, he's had more of a role than I think we thought. But who did he host last weekend? Lamont Rogers. He's hosting the DFW offensive tackles in this cycle. I think that's really interesting. And I think that's also interesting because Trevor Goosby is telling these guys about development. I had to come here, and development was a huge part of my recruitment. I didn't come to Texas thinking I was going to come in and try and push for starting job. Kelvin Banks was there. I came in to develop under Kyle Flood, and I'm having a great time developing under Kyle Flood. I think that's a strong message from his kid in the area. Then you look at Jordan Washington and Nick Townsend, Houston area guys. Who did Jordan Washington? I mean, Alabama offered him when Nick was there. He did. You know, he canceled that visit. He made a couple other visits, but Houston area guys, Jordan Washington, a bright future at Texas at the tight end position, can tell Nick Townsend all about that decision that he made being from the Houston area and play, look, and developing under Jeff Banks, right? And that offense. Leonga LaFalle, Madden Framo, you know, that's pretty much self-explanatory with West Coast guys, the Polynesian ties there. We have not heard on Devin Williams, who's hosting him out of the Atlanta area. But Alex January, Aaron Bryant, DJ Sanders, makes all the sense in the world. Alex January, a guy that has reshaped his body at Texas, wasn't totally football focused until spring of his junior year, and that development got accelerated there. Aaron Bryant, obviously a smaller town guy, even though he's from the Memphis area, still smaller town guy. That kind of played a role last week, I think, hosting Kevin Wynn this week again with DJ Sanders. So I think there's a method to the madness for the Horns. And obviously, Arch Manning and KJ Lacy, let's tie that one together. They both train with David Morris at QB Country in Mobile, both since the third grade.
Right.
They have long-standing connection. They know each other. They've trained together at David Morris's facility there in Mobile at QB Country. So that one is pretty simple to put together.
Yeah, it feels like each host was handpicked in a sense that there's some sort of deeper connection. They've been in similar positions, very strategic by the staff, and I have to tip my cap because I do think at some point, you know, over the last decade or so, that's kind of fallen under the radar, whether it been, you know, as addressed as properly as it has been this weekend and this month in its entirety. So credit to the staff, obviously very important to find someone you can connect with, understand why they picked Texas, and, you know, kind of present their situation similarly to what these kids are in at the moment. But obviously, big weekend on campus here. You can follow it on texasfootball.com, but also a big visit weekend elsewhere, right? The Corian Moore's up at Oregon being hosted by Evan Stewart, which is noteworthy. But of course, Florida State's having a massive weekend with a number of really talented defensive linemen. Lamont Rogers is out there as well. USC also having its big weekend this weekend as well. Where are some, you know, some spots around the country right now, Jerry, that folks need to be keeping a close eye on? Obviously, I think we need to start with Florida State.
Yeah, I think FSU, because that's four guys that are targets of Texas right now. And that is Kevin Wynn, Myron Charles, two of the top four D linemen on the board, right? And Texas probably needs to win one of those. And then Javion Hilson, the edge commitment to FSU, who I think Texas is right there battling FSU. And then there's Lamont Rogers, the offensive tackle from Mesquite Horn. So also Dalen McCutcheon's down. So there's five players who have made official visits to Texas that are at FSU this week. I think Josiah Sharma at Baylor, I mean at Alabama, Baylor. At Alabama is a huge one because at Alabama, Courtney Morgan will be the toughest call conversation Josiah Sharma has to make in this recruiting process if he goes somewhere other than Alabama. Courtney Morgan was on him early at Washington. That helped Kalen DeBoer build that relationship. He was committed to Washington. Then he backed out of that when Kalen DeBoer took the Bama job. Yes, Sharma visited Oregon last weekend, but I'm telling you, that call to Courtney Morgan, and he gets the last word in person with Josiah Sharma, is big in this recruitment, because I think Texas has a level of confidence there, but I still think there's an unknown there. At the end of the day, can Josiah Sharma tell Courtney Morgan, the GM of Alabama football, does a great job there, I'm not going to Alabama? That's the question that Josiah Sharma will ultimately have to answer. And then you look around. I mean, look, Oklahoma, Brandon Brown, Smith Orogbo. Brandon Brown and his mom are in Norman. Smith Orogbo at Oklahoma announces July 1st, not far off, a week away. What does that look like? Because Washington's a fourth favorite, but really this is going to be Oklahoma, Texas, and Texas Tech for right. Smith Orogbo. Then another edge, Marco Jones at USC. Why is that interesting now? Because leaving, coming off the Texas visit, CJ, you'd put it out there, and I think that was corroborated by other people, that Michigan and Texas were the top two. Well, since that time, Isaiah Gibson decommitted from USC.
So that edge, west.
Yeah, that edge position became a little bit more important for USC suddenly, because they had Hayden Lowe and Isaiah Gibson. It was high fives all around. Now they lost a five-star guy. So can they make that late run at Marco Jones before he announces July 2nd? And then tight end Caleb Edwards is up at Oregon this weekend with DeCorian Moore, Michael Terry. I mean, it's a big weekend at Oregon. And, you know, I don't think DeCorian Moore, I think that's Texas leading Ohio State for DeCorian Moore. I think Oregon's a third or fourth behind LSU, probably third on that list, maybe fourth behind LSU. But I don't think Oregon's the threat there to Texas. I think Ohio State is the bigger threat to Texas. But I think Texas remains in a good spot for DeCorian Moore. Michael Terry, to me, is a wild card recruitment, because everybody's telling him different positions, and that makes you a wild card.
Yeah, I wanted to drop this in on Smith Orogbo. Obviously, I talked to somebody up near Norman the other day ahead of his official visit, kind of getting an idea of where Texas is pushing, how hard is Oklahoma pushing. Well, this basically got the sense that both schools are pushing just enough to stay around while they, you know, essentially go on about their, you know, rest of their recruiting cycle. So with the decision coming this soon, it'll be interesting how much the heat is turned up with him in Norman this weekend. Obviously, I think Texas made good steps a week ago whenever he was in Austin. Texas Tech obviously had a lot of momentum 2 weeks ago when he was up in Lubbock. So, again, we'll see. It just felt odd the way that came off from the Oklahoma side there.
Interesting thing, CJ, is does Javion Hilson announce a final decision before July 1st and 2nd when Smith Orogbo and Marco Jones are scheduled to make announcements? That's what will be interesting. And by the way, some announcement news here too. Let's end with this. We're hearing July 7th or 8th, now more likely for Nick Townsend and Tanuk Hines to announce, especially that Nick Townsend. We'll see what happens with Tanuk Hines. He was at Notre Dame last week. I believe he's at Baylor this week. He was at A&M and 7-on-7 earlier this week. But it's looking like that had gone from July 10th to July 3rd. Now it's looking like more like July 7th or 8th for Nick Townsend.
Now, one final nugget here. Of course, Texas hosting Jamie French, Khalid Clockett, Dalen McCutcheon also out at Florida State this weekend. They were the perceived leader going into this weekend. I was told, don't be surprised if Texas circles back around, at some point. Basically, the book is not completely shut on Dalen McCutcheon. We'll be monitoring that one.
We got one more. We got all this news coming in. Gavin Holmes is hosting Devin Williams, the Buford corner that's committed to Auburn. Gavin Holmes, who's out of New Orleans area, is hosting Devin Williams.
Well, good deal. Jerry, before we sign off, of course, we got a tremendous thread going on TexasFootball.com. Come join the community. Become an OTF OG. $39.95 for the first year. Tons of nuggets, tons of little tidbits that we're dropping in there. You've done a great job this week. Also, hats off to the folks in the community as well. Before we sign off, Jerry, you got any final any comments before we get out of here?
Of course I do, because I forgot. Dorian Brew at Ohio State. We'll see what happens there. I think Oregon thinks they're in it. I think Texas thinks maybe a Texas side. Maybe wonders if it's Ohio State and Texas. We'll see on that. Nathan Tillman, here's some positive things towards Texas with that. Obviously, coming off the midweek, he's at TCU this weekend. So we'll see. Dejon Lee's at Alabama. Total wild card recruitment. Texas was playing from way behind. Is the D cornerback relationship with a coach something that could hurt Texas there? Because that's been more Johnny Nansen in a relationship, getting that kid to campus, because Terry Joseph been working so many other guys for so long. Does Terry Joseph have enough time to really give Texas a serious run at Dejon Lee? Because he's announcing pretty quickly, CJ.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great last signing off nugget right there. But again, come join us on TexasFootball.com. We'll have you covered for the rest of the week as well as tomorrow, as most of these guys depart via Bertram. We'll be out there once again. Final weekend of the June official visits. I'm sure you're ready to kick your feet up, find a beach, and enjoy your July, Jerry. But that'll do it for today. Of course, enjoy your Saturday. Enjoy your Sunday morning, afternoon, evening as well. So for Jerry Hamilton, I'm CJ Vogel. This has been On Texas Football. Welcome.